Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan.
So that's limitless motivation. You need to feel purpose, you need to generate energy, and you need to break things down into small, simple steps. And the key to find out what your S3 is, your small, simple step, is a simple question. And people can write this down. It's a question I ask myself multiple times a day. Whenever I feel intimidated or stuck or kind of stagnant, I'll ask myself, what is the tiniest action I could take right now that will give me progress towards this goal where I can't fail?
Come on this journey with me. Each week when you join me, we are going to chase down our goals, overcome adversity, and set you up for a better tomorrow.
Fasten your seatbelt. I'm ready for my close-up.
Welcome back. I'm so glad you're back here with me this week. I can't wait for you to meet our guest today. He's incredible. Let me give you some background on him. Jim Quick is an internationally acclaimed authority in the realm of brain optimization, memory improvement, and accelerated learning. With over 30 years of experience and expertise, Jim has dedicated his life to helping people tap into their brain's full potential. And helping people is what this guy's all about. He does so much for charity, so much for give back. He's such an incredible human. Through his teachings, Jim inspires others how to unlock their inner genius, empowering them to live a life of greater power, productivity, and purpose. From students and tech mavens to CEOs, Hollywood celebrities, and pro athletes. Come on. Jim's teachings resonate with a diverse audience. Industry giants like Google, Virgin, Nike, SpaceX, 20th Century Fox, along with institutions like Harvard and the UN have embraced his methodologies. His collaborations with entities such as the US Air Force and the Cleveland Clinic further highlight the extensive scope of his influence. I mean, I can go on and on about this guy and his 4 million plus followers he has on social media. He's incredible. You're going to love Jim. More importantly, from what he can teach you about mindset, anyone and everyone can become limitless through his teachings, through what he's learned, through what he's done for himself. This was someone who was an average child, actually someone they called broken brain when he was in elementary school after a brain injury, turned it around, turned it up, and wait till you see what he's going to teach you today. Jim, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I'm so grateful to have you.
Thanks for having me, Heather. And thank you, everybody who's tuning in to this kind of brainiac conversation.
Okay, let's not intimidate people because I am not a brainiac. I want to take it back. I grew up with a sibling that was the smart one, air quotes, people. She had a score on the SATs. I did not, right? And I was labeled the social one. Jim, one of the reasons why I love your stuff so much is not only are you the world's premier brain coach, but your life didn't start out that way. And I was hoping you could kind of give us that backstory so that people like me can really connect with this, that we all have the potential to be limitless.
Let's do this. When people see me on stage or maybe on YouTube, I'll do these memory demonstrations where maybe I'll have like 50 people stand up and pass around a microphone and introduce themselves, tell us, you know, a little bit about them, and I'll remember all their names and, you know, what they said. And I always tell people, I don't do this to impress you. I just express to you what's possible, because the truth is, this is the truth, that whoever's listening right now, regardless of your age, your background, your career, your education level, your financial situation, gender, history, IQ, we could all do that and a lot more. We just weren't taught, you know. And the reason why I know it's possible is I grew up with severe learning difficulties. I was put in special education in elementary school. I had a traumatic brain injury when I was 5 years old, and a very bad fall, and rushed to the emergency room. And my parents said, where before I was very playful and curious and energized, I just really shut down. I had poor focus, poor memory. Teachers would repeat themselves over and over and over again. And I would learn to pretend to understand, but I didn't understand. It took me 3 years longer to learn how to read than like the other kids. And that was just, you know, very embarrassing. You know, I'm the oldest of three siblings, and I, you know, wanted to be a good role model for my brother and my sister. I remember when I was 9 years old, I was slowing down in class and I was being teased more than usual. And a teacher came to my defense and she pointed to me in front of the whole class. She said, "Leave that kid alone. That's the boy with the broken brain." And that, you could say, that label became my limit. Every single time I did badly in school, which was every week, every time I was in pick for sports, which was all the time, I'd always say, "Oh, because I have the broken brain." And adults have to be very careful of their external words because they often become a child's internal words. You know, I teach people that all behavior is belief driven. If you want to start that business, if you want to, you know, achieve something, you know, our self-talk is this incredible tool, but sometimes we use it to distract us. Sometimes we use it to diminish us. An example is your brain is this incredible supercomputer and your self-talk is the program that will run. So if you tell yourself, I'm not good at remembering people's names, you won't remember the name of the next person you meet because you program your computer not to. That's the power of your mind. We discovered more about the human brain more in the past 20 years than the previous 2000 years. And what we found is we're grossly underestimating our own capabilities. Eventually, I learned to be able to overcome these challenges around age 18. But for my whole childhood, I struggled every single day. It was just a lot of self-doubt. You teach a lot about confidence. I was the opposite of being confident and capable. And when I learned these skills to learn how to read three times faster, improve my memory, my focus, my grades just, they obviously got a lot better, but so did my life. And I realized that it's not how smart you are, it's how are you smart. It's not how smart your kids are they smart. It's not how smart your team is, it's how are they smart. That we all have preferred ways, I call them these cognitive brain animals. Once you know like that you're right-handed, you know where your strengths lie. Same thing with your mind, you know, and everybody who's listening to this today, this is why it's so important, is because it's not like it was hundreds of years ago where it was someone's brute strength, where they were rewarded. Today, it's your brain strength. You know, it's not your muscle power. Today, it's your mind power. And I believe the faster you can learn, the faster you can earn. And I don't just mean financially. That's obvious because knowledge today is not only power, knowledge is profit. I mean, all the treasures of your life. You know, when you have knowledge in the area of health or relationships or sales and marketing, in my case, I teach learning how to learn, teaching people to read faster, improve their memory, focus. You have an incredible advantage in life. In fact, if there's one skill to master in the 21st century, I would say arguably, it's our ability to learn rapidly. Our ability to learn rapidly and translate that learning into action is the ultimate competitive advantage in today's information age, in today's knowledge economy, in today's expert economy, if you will. Because I grew up with that traumatic brain injury, had learning disabilities. At the same time, I lost the person who was parenting me, my grandmother, to Alzheimer's when I was 7 years old. It really put me on a track to really look at the brain. And so I'm all about how do you have your best brain possible and how does it perform every single day in practical ways to make your life better and easier? Yeah, you could say my inspiration was my desperation.
When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my group coaching on the regular, and it is just so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got fired. Launching my own business seemed so intimidating. I didn't know how to set up a website, and I really didn't need to. Shopify does it all for you, and they make it so easy. It was that breakthrough moment for me that I realized I can do this. I can go to work for myself thanks to Shopify. What I love about Shopify is you don't need to have all this technology information ready to, you don't need to know how to plan and run things. You just need to go to the platform, turn it on, and know what you're selling, and Shopify is going to help you figure out the rest. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries, including your girl right here. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan. No matter what stage you're at, they're going to make it easy. When starting out a new business, it's a complete pain to get through the LLC part. Taylor Brands makes it 90% easier. It's easy and affordable to get your LLC with Taylor Brands. Taylor Brands offers all the legal requirements for LLCs, such as registered agent, annual compliance, EIN, operating agreement, business license and permits, and much more. Taylor Brands walks you through each step of building a successful business and has everything you need all in one place. Bookkeeping, invoicing, business licenses and permits, business documents, bank accounts, and so much more. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using this link, taylorbrands.com/confidence. That's taylorbrands.com/confidence. So get started today with Taylor Brands.
Well, you definitely turned that desperation around. So where did you start and where should everybody who's listening start when they know they want to become limitless? What are those first steps people can take?
So Limitless is the name of my book. We recently updated it. It's an expanded version for a post-pandemic AI world on how to master your mind and learn anything faster. So it's kind of like an owner's manual for the brain. And Limitless is not about being perfect. Limitless is about advancing, progressing. So if anyone feels stuck, if you feel like you're stuck in a box in some area of your life where you're not growing, it could be your contribution, it could be your happiness, it could be your income, your impact, your reading speed, your memory, anything where you feel stuck, that box that you feel stuck in is three-dimensional. So the three forces that are containing you or limiting you, but these are the same three forces that will liberate you also as well. And so I call it the Limitless Model. And if everyone could just, maybe even if you're able to, I know some people listen to this when they're driving or they're working out, but if you are taking notes, I'd like to turn this into a little bit of a masterclass, like a little coaching session for everybody. If you draw three intersecting circles, like a Venn diagram, these are the three areas that you could control. And the key to having a limitless life is you control the controllables, right? There's a quote in Limitless, life is the letter C between the letters B and D. Life is C between B and D. If people could write that down. B stands for birth, D stands for death. Life C is choice. We are the sum total of all the choices we've made up to this point. And there are certain choices we could make that will make our learning and our life more limitless, right? To unlimit ourselves. I believe these difficult times, they could distract you. These difficult times, they could diminish you. Or these difficult times, they can develop you. Ultimately, we always decide. And so the three forces, the three dimensions, these three circles are represented by three M's. And the first one is your mindset. This has to be addressed first. Your mindset is the set of assumptions and attitudes you have about something. So, you know, the last circle is your method. So I'm going to give that away. But a lot of people want to know what the methods are. What are the strategies or the techniques to read faster or to learn a language or give a speech without notes just from memory? Or maybe the methods are on how to be confident, or the methods are on social media marketing or, you know, raising money. Most people want to go there, but they're not addressing the mindset. And I think a lot of people know what to do, methods, but they don't always do what they know because common sense is not often common practice. So the mindset are the set of assumptions and attitudes you have about money. Because someone could learn a great method on how to make money or invest money. But if their mindset is, you know, I don't deserve it, or I'm not capable of it, you're still going to be stuck in that box, right? Your brain is this incredible supercomputer and your self-talk is the program it will run. And so we have to be very mindful. So, you know, in the book, we talk about how to unlimit the seven lies to like learning. You know, some people believe a lie that genius is born, right? It's just like, your sister was just born that way, right? And they had these gifts. But it's been my experience teaching as a brain coach for 32 years. You know, I'm in my 50s now. I realized we have students in every country in the world online in our online academy. That genius is not born, it's built. You know, that we could all improve our IQ, if you will. It's not static. Like your memory is not fixed like your shoe size, right? And it can be improved, but there's no classes on how to learn. Right. If you think about how to focus, there's no class back in school on how to concentrate. There's no class back in school on how to remember things. I always thought it should have been the fourth R in school. They teach you three R's: reading, writing, arithmetic. Obviously, spelling is not one of them. But what about recall? What about retention, right? Socrates said learning is remembering. You know, I believe that two of the most costly words in our life and in our career are I forgot. I mean, just think about the consequences of saying, I forgot to do it. I forgot to bring it. I forgot that meeting. I forgot what I was going to say. I forgot that conversation that we had. I forgot that person's name. Every single time we say those words, we lose time. We could lose credibility. We could lose trust. We could kill a sale. But on the other side, you know, memory, as an example, can improve. When you can easily remember client information and product information, give speeches without notes, remember facts and figures, you have this confidence that's based on competence. There's this in psychology, they call it the confidence competence loop, that the more competence you have, the more confidence that you have also as well. And it feeds, and then you're going to do that activity more and have more confidence, more capabilities, and so on. So I would say the first thing we need to do is address our mindset. And the three things that fall under mindset, that's very personal: what I believe is possible, what I believe I'm capable of, and what I believe I deserve, right? Those things have to be addressed. We have strategies on how to, you know, change your self-talk. It could be something simple as, if we're talking about memory, and some people said, like, before we started recording, you know, I got off stage, but before I went on stage, somebody pulled me aside and said, Jim, so glad you're here. You're a brain coach, memory coach. You know, I am just too old. You know, I'm just not smart enough. And I always say, wait, stop. If you fight for your limitations, you get to keep them. If you fight for your limits, they're yours. So I'm telling you, if you truly understood the powerful your mind is, you wouldn't say or think something you didn't want to be true. And that's not to say you have a negative thought and it ruins your life any more than eating that one muffin or donut hurts your life. But if you did it multiple times a day, every single day, it would have an effect. Same thing with those negative self-talk. So if you say, like, I don't have a great memory, just catch yourself and just add a little word like yet. I don't have a great memory yet. It just opens up the possibility. That's the mindset part. The second thing, though, that could keep you stuck in that box, you could have a limitless mindset, believe it's possible, you're capable of it, you'd even deserve it, and still be stuck because of the second M, which is your motivation. You're not motivated to get yourself out of that box, you know, to make more money. You're not motivated to work out. You're not motivated to, you know, learn the things that we teach, reading faster, improve your memory, focus, whatever. And motivation seems like this thing that you have. And that's actually a misconception. You don't have motivation, you do it. There's actually a process for motivating yourself. And so sometimes we feel limited because marketing and media says that you're broken, or we have self-hypnosis. We're tricking ourselves into thinking we're limited by something like, you know, our self-talk. You know, when I say that I'm not smart enough, or I'm getting too old, or my memory is horrible, you know, all that plays a part. When it comes to motivation, you don't have motivation, you do it. And a big part of performance, first principle, is training yourself to take the nouns in your life and turning them into verbs. Take the nouns and turn them into verbs. What do I mean by that? You don't have focus, you do focus. You don't have energy, there's a process for generating energy. You don't have creativity, there's a process for creating. You don't even have a memory, there's a three-part process for remembering something, right? And when you turn it into a verb, it gives you your agency back. It gives you your sovereignty, your power back, right? Because it's not like you have to wake up and say, oh, I hope I have creativity so I can write today, right? Or make videos or make a podcast. It's something that you could do by design and discipline. And so there are three parts to limitless motivation. If you self-sabotage, that's usually a mindset issue. You don't believe it's possible. You don't believe you deserve it. So you take a step forward and then two steps back. If you have a procrastination issue, that's clearly a motivation issue. And there's three things that you need for limitless motivation. And I call this like the limitless motivation, like, formula. The formula is P times E times S3. P times E, the letter E, times S3, three S's. Let's say you want to motivate yourself to work out, right? Exercise is so good for the brain. We know that. You know, when you exercise, you create brain-derived neurotrophic factors, which is called BDNF, which is like fertilizer for your brain, for neuroplasticity, for neurogenesis, to help you make new connections, to help you create new brain cells. But if we're not exercising on a regular, you know, how can you motivate yourself in this example? The P stands for purpose. All right. So what I mean by that is you need a reason, Reasons reap results. If you don't have a reason to remember someone's name, you're not going to remember that person's name, right? Let's say somebody has trouble remembering names, but there's a suitcase. Heather has a suitcase that she'll ship you with $1 million cash, you know, for you or your favorite charity. If you just remember the name of the next stranger you meet, who's going to remember that person's name? Everybody, right? So it had nothing to do with your capabilities, had nothing to do with your potential. It had everything to do whether you had purpose, you know? And so, you know, even asking if you want to remember names, I think remembering names is the number one business etiquette networking skill there is. Because how are you going to show someone you're going to care for whatever you have to offer them? You know, care for their future, their family, their health, their finances, whatever it is you sell them, if you don't care enough just to remember like things like their name. So just like even a simple example to be motivated to remember someone's name, ask yourself, why? Why do I want to remember this person's name? Maybe it's just to show the person respect. Maybe it's to get a referral, make a sale, practice these things that, you know, I learned on the podcast. If you can't come up with a reason, you won't get the result. The purpose is, I want to remind people, is not something intellectual. It's something you have to feel. Success comes from H cubed. It has to go from your head to your heart to your hands. A lot of people will visualize their success, right? Set goals in their head. They'll have KPIs they want to hit. But if they're not acting consistently with their hands, because that's the only evidence you're motivated is if you act, you know, consistently, right? I would check in with the second H, which is your heart. You know, we are emotional creatures. We're not logical. We're biological. You think about dopamine and oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins. We are this chemical feeling soup, right? And so we have to tap into those feelings. Intellectually, we know we should read every day, right? We should journal or meditate or, you know, make those sales calls or whatever it happens to be. But if we're not doing it, do you have enough purpose? Now, you could have limitless purpose and still not be motivated because you need the second thing, which is the E. E stands for energy. Right. When we have a newborn child and, you know, sleep is a precious resource now. But if I haven't slept in 3 days, I'm not going to be very motivated to study or do my research or prepare for that podcast or go to the gym. Right. So exhaustion will make a coward out of anybody. Right. If you eat a big processed meal, you're not going to be very motivated to do the things you need to do that day. So, you know, we talk about 10 keys for having limitless brain energy. For people that suffer from brain fog or mental fatigue, right? We could go through some of those strategies. But energy is, again, not something you have. It's something you create and you can generate more energy, right? And we know how to do that, right? Whether it's sleep or eating the best brain foods or managing your stress or not being around energy vampires that siphon off energy from you and deplete you. So you need limitless energy. And then finally, you could have limitless purpose and limitless energy and still not be motivated to build that business, to start to make that transition from your career to starting your own business, because you need S3. And S3 stands for small, simple steps. The villain to motivation is this thing, your goal is just too big. This dream is too big. You know, I wanted to have the perfect body, six pack, whatever. And it's, maybe that's too big, you know. And so an intimidated mind or confused mind doesn't really do anything. Right. I want to build that next unicorn, or I want 100,000 followers on social media or whatever it happens to be. Small, simple steps. So maybe exercising for someone who hasn't done it really consistently in their life is too big of a jump. A small, simple step, putting on your exercise shoes, your running shoes, right? That's a small, simple step. Maybe you want to motivate somebody else. Maybe it's your kids. We have our podcast. It's pretty popular. And we had this biological dentist on recently, and he was talking about oral health, you know, and how it's related to brain health. But if your kids don't floss, maybe a small, simple step is getting the floss one tooth, because nobody's going to stop with one tooth, right? Maybe if you want to motivate them to clean their room, maybe it's too big because their room is like, you know, a disaster, but maybe putting one sock in a hamper is one small, simple step. We know leaders are readers. People ask all the time, you know, how I bonded with whatever Oprah or Elon or these individuals that they see me on social media with. We bonded over books because you read to succeed. If somebody has decades of experience and they put it into a book and you can sit down in a few days and read that book, you could download decades into days, which is like probably the biggest advantage you could have in life. But if you're not reading every single day, a small, simple step is opening up the book, right? Reading one line in a book. Who's going to stop at one line, right? So little by little, a little becomes a lot, right? Inch by inch, it's a cinch. Yard by yard, it's just way too hard. So that's limitless motivation. You need to feel purpose. You need to generate energy and you need to break things down into small, simple steps. And the key to find out what your S3 is, your small, simple step, is a simple question. And people can write this down. It's a question I ask myself multiple times a day. Whenever I feel intimidated or stuck or kind of stagnant, I'll ask myself, what is the tiniest action I could take right now that will give me progress towards this goal where I can't fail? And then you'll get your S3, you know, small little step that you could take so you could develop some kind of momentum. And then the last thing that I would recommend, you know, is once you've addressed mindset and motivation, then go to the methods for investing, for starting a business, for social media marketing, for speed reading, for memory focus, the kind of things we teach. You know, the only reason I put it last is sometimes we know the methods, you know, but common sense is not common practice because we have to address the mindset or the motivation. And when we're talking about methods, those are the combination of your knowledge, skills, and abilities. And when's the last time we upgraded those skills? Even when I talk about something like leaders or readers and reading as a skill, when's the last time you took a class called reading? I mean, how old were you? 6, 7 years old? So the difficulty and the demand has increased a lot, but how we learn it hasn't. How we read it, retain it, focus on it. So that growing gap creates a lot of stress in people's lives. They call it information anxiety. I don't know if your listeners experience this, but it's like, you know, drowning in information. Like you're trying to keep up is like, you know, with emails and research and AI and all this stuff, it's like taking a sip of water out of a fire hose, you know. But if you could upgrade your skills in terms of reading, understanding, and retaining this information, then you could surf those waves. You know, I think it's the wrong approach. We shouldn't be downgrading our goals and our dreams to meet the current situation. We should be thinking about how do I upgrade my mindset, my motivation, and the methods I'm using to be able to meet those bold, audacious dreams, to meet our destiny, if you will.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Okay, I need to let you know. Quince sent me the super soft fleece zip-up hoodie to try it out. And I want you to know this. This is fact. I loved it so much that I bought the same thing, super soft fleece zip-up hoodie in light blue, navy blue, gray with matching joggers. And I just ordered all the shorts too for spring and summer. This is the softest material I have ever owned. My son came up to me and said, "Mom, you look so pretty." I'm literally in a zip-up hoodie outfit, and my son loved it. It is the softest thing in the world. You will thank me once you order yours. The product is incredible. The fit is incredible. I literally bought it in every color. The best. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/confidence for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/confidence to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/confidence. Thank me later.
Jim, you just gave us so much. I don't even know where to start. It's like overwhelming. And P.S., you have the most calming voice in the world. I'm like, all of my anxiety just came. I had fire alarms going off earlier. I'm like, oh, all is well in my brain right now. All right. But I want to get into the new book, and I want to get into why you expanded it. And some of these topics that you brought up, which you just mentioned, you know, this digital world and how we're dealing with this overwhelm. Can you get into a little bit about some of the strategies that you're sharing through the new expanded edition of the book?
Absolutely. And I appreciate everyone supporting the original book. You know, we donate all the proceeds, my author proceeds, to charity. You know, today we've built schools for children who have no access to schools and classrooms in Ghana, Guatemala, Kenya, and also Alzheimer's research for women. Women are twice as likely to experience Alzheimer's than men, you know, and yet most of the research is done on men. A lot of the treatments, you know, done on, you know, male brains, and so in memory of my grandmother, but thank you. So a lot of things have shifted over the past since the book came out originally. One of the ones is we've had a pandemic, right, which changed the way people work, you know, and so we wanted to update with new research and tools and techniques to really build your learning agility, right, to be fluid and create momentum in your life. We now live in a world that AI is very prominent and just growing. So how do you use AI to enhance your HI? You know, HI is your human intelligence, because I feel like technology, you know, I take a very pro approach to technology, where I think technology is not good or bad. It's how it's utilized. So like fire is a form of technology, and it could cook your food or it could burn down your home. It just really depends how it's applied. And so I look at, you know, phones and computers and software and apps and AI as ways that we could just choose to utilize it, going back to the power of your own choice. We talked about AI. You know, this is something that we hear about almost daily, you know, and it can be very intimidating. But there are ways of using, simple ways of using AI to enhance your HI, your human intelligence. And AI for me is not artificial intelligence, it's augmented intelligence. It's like a support tool that you could use to become smarter, more proficient, to help you to perform better. So some examples, we talk about principles of learning in Limitless in a way that I just feel like everybody can understand, regardless of your age or stage in life. Make it very simple, very story generated and fun. I think that, you know, children are the fastest learners. How fast can children learn a language or a musical instrument compared to an adult? You know, and so having that kind of entertaining nature, you know, when I'm on stage, we wanted to, you know, have that, embed that in the book. So you're not just learning about how to learn. It's designed in a way that's very accelerated learning also. And what I mean by that is, let's say some of the principles in there, like you want to remember something or you want to learn a new concept. AI is wonderful. You know, it has its flaws, but let's say you wanted to learn, you know, I mentioned the word neuroplasticity. You could go into an AI chat system and ask it, explain to me what neuroplasticity is as if I'm 8 years old. And you'll get a really nice summary, or compare neuroplasticity to a tree, right? To something I understand. And it has an amazing way of keeping things very simple and explaining something that's very difficult or complex into something that's very understandable and bite size. You know, I mentioned I have a podcast, and sometimes when I like to read the books of all our guests, I'm a very fast reader, obviously, and I didn't start out that way. My teachers would have been surprised if I read a book, much less wrote books, you know, where I was back in high school. But let's say I didn't get the book in time from the guest. Then I'll go on AI and I'll just say, hey, can you give me a summary of this book? Right. And it'll give me a nice summary. If I'm interviewing a guest and I want to make it, our show is only 20 minutes long, and I say, okay, I could ask it questions. I'll say like, hey, this is our upcoming guest. You know, what are some thoughtful questions I could ask that they haven't been asked before and our audience would really appreciate? I don't necessarily use these, what it spits out. Sometimes I will, sometimes I won't, but it'll spark something I didn't ask before, you know? So it's a nice creative partner. You know, AI is also a great reading buddy. You know, AI could figure out your reading speed. One of the things you could do to learn something better, they call it retrieval practice. You know, you quiz yourself. And AI has a remarkable ability to find out what your learning style is and also ask you questions to see how much you actually understand about a subject, right? I talk about tools like mind mapping and memory palaces, you know, in the book, which are just these mnemonic tools you could use to easily remember things in minutes rather than hours and days. But I could say like, hey, take this concept I'm trying to retain and mind map it for me, you know, or create a memory palace for me, you know, around this specific subject for people that, you know, you could search my name on YouTube and, you know, see what these actual strategies are. It has a wonderful way of outputting things, you know, and making your life easier. Because I don't think AI is going to replace us, but I think people who use AI are going to replace people who don't. You know, it's equivalent of, if you don't embrace, you know, your smart device, if you don't embrace the internet, you know, you're at a disadvantage. And I think AI falls in that same category. So one of the updates, the focus of Limitless Expanded, we talked about 3 M's before: mindset, motivation, and methods. The focus of the new book, the updated version, is all about momentum. Because who doesn't want greater positive momentum in their life? Momentum where you have a certain level of velocity and acceleration towards your goals, and you're doing it with a sense of ease. So AI can make your life easier. another chapter in the book that we updated that I think is worth the price of the book, honestly, is this new chapter on cognitive types. What do I mean by that? You know, being a brain coach, performance coach for 3 decades, you know, I realized that everybody learns a little bit differently. And I could put them in 4 very distinct buckets. And what works for one person is not going to work for another person, just like diet or other, you know, some people when they're physically training, you know, some people, you know, work really well depending on what methods or what practices, if they're weightlifting, if they're doing more calisthenics, body weight, you know, if they're doing more aerobic, everybody has a different thing that works for them. And I realized there are 4 brain types and we call them brain animals. And people could take this assessment. It only takes 4 minutes. It's free. You know, there's nothing to buy. And it's at mybrainanimal.com. And the whole chapter illustrates the research I pulled from personality types like Myers-Briggs. I pulled to create this assessment from left brain, right brain, lateral thinking, dominance theory. I pulled from learning style. Some people like to learn things visually. Other people like to hear it. Other people like to roll up their sleeves and do it, more kinesthetic. I pulled from multiple intelligence theory, Howard Gardner's work out of Harvard, that there's actually 8 or 9 different forms of intelligence, not just math and linguistics. You know, we pull from introvert, extrovert, ambivert, everything, right? And we created like these series of questions that only takes 4 minutes, multiple choice. And you know how say there's personalized medicine based on your genetics or personalized nutrition? There's also, this is my way of offering personalized learning and performance for somebody. So it's called your brain code for a reason, C-O-D-E. It's an acronym. The C are your cheetahs, and your cheetahs are your fast actors. These are people who really thrive in fast-paced environments because they have strong intuition and they adapt very quickly, right? The O in code, the letter O, are your owls. And your owls, as you think about it, they're very wise. They're very logical. So these are logical owls. They love data. And they love facts. They love figures. They love formulas. Right. And think about it, a cheetah and an owl act differently. They would invest differently. They would buy differently. They would lead differently. Right. They would also read differently and remember differently. All right. The D in code are your dolphins, and your dolphins are your creative visionaries. These are people who are great problem solvers. They have a natural ability for pattern recognition. They're extremely creative. And they have this vision that sometimes, you know, maybe a vision of the future that other people can't see yet, right? And then finally, your E in code are your elephants. And your elephants are your collaborators. They're the ones that are extremely loyal. They have strong interpersonal skills. They have high levels of empathy. They like learning in groups. You know, they'll join a book club. You know, they're the ones that the team relies on to pull, or the family member that pulls the family together, right? And so just think about these 4 different brain types. You know, once you know your brain type, it's fascinating because it informs how you can do things better, right? Because it shows you your strengths and your weaknesses for learning and also in life. But also it's interesting because this code, you know, hundreds of thousands of people go through it, but, you know, it wouldn't be interesting to know your significant other's, you know, brain animal, you know, wouldn't it be interesting to know your kid's brain animal? Wouldn't it be interesting if you're going to start a team? Like we had our team go through this assessment, obviously, and we found that everyone in customer service, the customer experience team, they're all of them are elephants. They have high level of empathy. They're there to be able to serve our community. You know, our financial person on the team is an owl. You probably want your financial person to be very like looking at all those detailed numbers. You know, our CEO, my business partner, she's a dolphin. She has this vision of reaching 1 billion brains to build, you know, better, brighter brains, no brain left behind, right? For me, I'm a mix of an elephant and an owl. I love data, but I also have this empathy because I grew up, you know, marginalized, and I would see people suffering and I'd be very silent because I never knew the answers, but I would see other people and I would feel their struggle, but hopefully it makes me a better teacher or a coach, you know, to remember where, you know, what it's like to not be able to remember things or to be stressed out because, you know, you're overloaded with information or distraction. So a big part of the new book, in order to have more momentum in your life, because that's the theme of the new book, is to understand yourself. I think success comes from 2 things: having the curiosity to know yourself and then having the courage to be yourself. But you have to know yourself. That's why we go to talk therapy. You might meditate to know yourself or journal a lot, you know, this assessment. And it's kind of a fun assessment, you know, the kind of thing that you would, you know, which Game of Thrones character are you? You know, and then you get this art that we created for each of these animals and a detailed report on how to, based on your animal, succeed at work, succeed at school, you know, to be able to read, remember all these different things. Those are a couple of the areas. And then another brand new chapter that will give you momentum is this area that's called neuronutrition. And this is interesting. There's a whole new science coming out in the health and wellness space called neuronutrition, basically brain nutrition. And this is where your brain is only 2% of your body mass, but it requires actually like 20% of the nutrients. And your brain actually requires different nutrients than the rest of your body. So we talk about, you know, the best brain foods, the best foods to be able to eat that are very neuroprotective, that could reduce anxiety, that could fuel your focus. Various supplements called nootropics could actually enhance your ability to perform, enhancing your focus, your memory, you know, enhancing your mood, you know, also as well. So, you know, we talk about some of the key ones, you know, and while a number of nutrients can impact, you know, even your risk for Alzheimer's disease or, you know, dementia. Some of the most important ones are vitamin A is very important, neuroprotective, vitamin B, C, getting your D levels checked, you know, also as well, selenium, copper, zinc, iron, magnesium. There's areas like omega-3s, you know, your brain is mostly fat. So you're getting your DHAs. You know, some people get it through salmon or sardines. Other people get it through flax seeds, depending on their diet. But I could teach somebody, you know, all the strategies that we have in the book on how to read faster, improve their memory. That's the software, but you also have to take care of the hardware too, right? And so, you know, that's really a new chapter. We're really excited about a whole chapter on brain nutrition. And then also some of the fun stuff in there, like creatine. Like a lot of people think creatine is something for bodybuilders, you know, use it to improve your athletic performance. But there are huge benefits, you know, research shows for cognitive fitness and your cognitive health. You know, there are things like bacopa. You know, this is an Ayurvedic herb that has been shown to improve memory and learning. There's something called rhodiola, which is an adaptogenic herb that could help you perform better under stressful conditions. You know, there's something called sulforaphane, which is found in things like broccoli or kale that has been shown to be an antioxidant to be very protective, you know, for your brain. There's coffee and caffeine, you know, which could not only obviously give you energy, but it could also be an antioxidant to prevent, you know, cognitive decline. You know, it's been shown to be supportive of reducing and mitigating your risk of Alzheimer's. There's mushrooms like lion's mane that has been shown to improve what we talked about earlier, brain-derived neurotrophic factors, BDNF, which is like, again, fertilizer for neuroplasticity and neurogenesis. There's things like turmeric extract, curcumin, which has been shown to lower inflammation systemically, you know, both in your brain, which is obviously part of your body also as well. My point in bringing all this up, we list way more and all that, we put all the human studies in the book and everything. But to access more of your incredible superpower. And I think really that our ultimate superpower that we have, notice every creature in nature has a superpower. Some creatures could fly. Some creatures could breathe underwater. Some of them could climb really well. Some are super fast. Some are very strong. You know, human beings, we're not any of those things. But because we have the power of our brain, we can fly. We can breathe underwater, right? We can go super fast because we've used the power of this technology between our ears to create all the other technology in the world, you know, and I feel like that's our super strength, you know, and elements out there that are kryptonite, you know, certainly, you know, there are neurotoxins that off gas from car emissions and tires and furniture and technology that were just inundated. We have access, unfettered access to the world's information, and people are looking at all those things before they go to sleep. You know, and they wonder why they have trouble sleeping, you know, because, you know, never before have we had this amazing access. We have more access to information than President Clinton did when he was in office, right? But also our brains didn't evolve to be able to have that much stimulus, you know? So the strategies we teach sometimes is about disconnecting. You know, sometimes we have to disconnect to be able to reconnect more with ourselves. Yeah, lots of tools, lots of techniques, lots of great tips. And any of these things, that's not the goal. The goal is to, you know, to find one or two or three things. But this book has hundreds of them that will make your life smarter, better, and even more enjoyable.
I will definitely agree with you. The nootropics I was unfamiliar with and started taking, and it is a profound difference, Jim. I'm just speaking to my own personal experience. I mean, I would imagine you're taking some of these too, but I'm just blown away by how well it works.
Yeah. And these are little things. Just because I grew up with learning disabilities and, you know, my brain didn't quite work right. And, you know, our family might be genetically predisposed towards brain aging challenges. It just puts an emphasis on what's important. When I lost my grandmother, she would repeat herself. Like when I was a child, like 6 years old, you know, she would say something she just said, and I would be confused by that. She would call me by my father's name. And that was very, you know, very jarring for a child. I want to remind everybody that, you know, your struggles can become your strengths. I mean, in my example, my two biggest challenges were learning and public speaking, because I never knew the answer. So I never wanted to speak. My superpower as a kid was being invisible, you know, was shrinking down all the time because I didn't want to be seen, because I didn't want to be bullied, and I didn't have the answers from my teachers. So I would sit all the way in the back or behind the tall kid. And life has a sense of humor. You know, my two biggest challenges were learning and public speaking. And all I do is public speak on this thing called learning. But I really do believe adversity can be our advantage. That I'm sure we hear a lot about post-traumatic stress, right? There's also something in psychology called post-traumatic growth. And I don't know who I'm talking to right now or needs to hear this, but do you know somebody, maybe yourself, that's gone through adversity, like something you wouldn't wish upon anybody, but because of it, you found something, you truly found something. You know, I don't know, it was a mission, a purpose, a strength, you found clarity about yourself, you know, and I really do believe that, you know, life is like an egg, if you think about it. And if an egg is broken by an outside force, then life ends. But if an egg is broken by an inside force, life is beginning, you know, and great things tend to begin on the inside. And, you know, the nature of my work is the hero's journey. It's like coming from where you feel this immense pressure or stagnation or these limitations. And it's about showing people you could redraw the borders and boundaries of really what's possible, you know, in your own life. Because life is difficult for one of two reasons. It's either because you're leaving your comfort zone, right? You're starting that business or going deeper in that relationship or taking that risk. You know, life is difficult because you're leaving your comfort zone. Or life is very difficult because you're staying in your comfort zone, which is almost more difficult and scary long term, you know? And so my goal is to equip people with the right mindset, motivation, and the right methods, because I believe genius leaves clues that if somebody is exceptional in an area like you are, and you share it with somebody else, you know, that genius can be learned, you know, and it can be taught, you know, through keeping an open mind. Your mind is like a parachute. It only works when it's open. And through this discipline, persistence is one thing, but I believe if you're persistent, you could achieve it. But if you're consistent, you get to keep it, you know? So it's the difference between something being attainable or sustainable. And I think everybody wants the latter. Right? You want to have sustainable wealth, sustainable impact, sustainable loving relationships, you know, sustainable personal happiness, or whatever that happens to be. And so, you know, we talk a lot about in the book, the power of habits and how to break habits and also create new habits and routines. There are routines. I believe the treasure you seek is hidden in your daily routines, you know, like your morning routines, your evening routines, your work routines, yet, you know, your eating routines. But when did we actually sit down and mindfully design those things, right? We have about, I talk about in the book, about 60,000 thoughts in one day, in 24 hours. The problem is 95% of those thoughts are the same thoughts you had yesterday and the day before that and the day before that. And thoughts are things, right? Because if you believe you can or believe you can't, either way, you're right, right? Henry Ford said that. If 95% of your thoughts and feelings and strategies are all the same, then how do you create that new result, right? And so I just want to show people kind of like those levers, those simple little screws you could turn that will give you a greater force multiplier, that will give you multiple rewards. And I think learning and upgrading your brain with little things, you know, your diet, your sleep, you know, your stress management, your circles can make a big difference, you know. But I challenge people to not take my word for it. I mean, who am I? But to test these things, you know, for yourself. You know, and your family, because ultimately the person who's listening right now, you are the expert on you. you know, coach is great, a mentor is great, an expert is great, but ultimately knowledge by itself is not power. Knowledge has the potential to be power. It only becomes power when we utilize it. A big part of this book is implementation, because, you know, knowledge is potential power, becomes power when we utilize it. But the truth is, all the podcasts like yours and mine, books and courses, none of it works unless people work it, right? You know, this is where you have to kind of roll up your sleeves. I think for every hour someone spends learning something, like listening to this show, they should be thinking like and dedicating an hour to putting it into practice, you know, and I think that's the difference that makes a difference, you know, today.
Oh my gosh. And this book, Limitless, the expanded edition, is going to help teach you how to do it. Jim, how can everyone get the book and how can everyone find you?
Yeah, thank you. The best place to get the book is at limitlessbook.com. You know, and as a thank you, we included a number of brain training that we normally charge hundreds of dollars for. But just with the launch of the book, it's my gift to you. And remember, when you get your book, then, you know, because of the proceeds going to benefit children and, you know, the aging population, somebody's going to have a better brain and education. So while you get your education, you get your better brain. So do kids and seniors, you know, also as well. I believe you learn to earn to return, you know. Yeah, on social media, I would challenge everybody to take a screenshot wherever you're consuming this right now and tag Heather and tag me and put with the post, you know, wherever you happen to be posting your favorite social platform, one thing you're going to do, just one thing, you know, out of this conversation for a better, brighter brain, right? Maybe it's like, I'm going to focus on my sleep, you know, hey, I'm going to just maybe not eat so much of that sugary stuff and do this. Or maybe I'm going to just, you know, leaders or readers, I like that. I'm just going to read 20 minutes a day, you know, one little thing. And because you'll tag us, I get to see it. And I'll repost some of my favorites. And I'll actually gift a couple copies of the book to your community just as a thank you for doing that. And the last thing I would say is just take that brain quiz, mybrainanimal.com. You'll get this report and these animals. Sometimes people post the animals online to share and they tag us in it also as well. But 95% of what we publish out there is free. We have a podcast and all that stuff. All the links are in my Instagram. And, you know, I want to thank you, Heather, for the work that you do. You know, I really feel like now in these times, sometimes people tend to dim their light because it's shining in somebody else's eyes. And I think we need the opposite. Right now, we need people to be the example and inspire other people. I believe the life we live are the lessons we teach others, you know, and then we could be a good example for people who need it now more than ever, that you shouldn't shrink what's possible to fit your mind, you know, do the opposite, expand your mind to fit all that's really possible.
Oh, you are so doing that and living it, and so grateful for you, Jim. So grateful for all the work you're doing, all the give back you're doing for making the world a better place. Thank you for being here, my friend. And you heard the man. Tag him, go take the quiz, get the book, Limitless Expanded Edition. It's a game changer. Until next week, keep creating your confidence. You know I will be.
Journey with me. Hi, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I am so excited about, Negotiate Your Best Life, hosted by Rebecca Zung, a part of the Yap Media Network. As a globally renowned narcissist negotiation expert and an attorney recognized by U.S. News as a best lawyer in America, Rebecca shares her invaluable insights and strategies for navigating life's toughest negotiations. By drawing from her own experiences and the wisdom of her high-profile guests, such as Bob Proctor, Mark Victor Hansen, John Gordon, and Rebecca delivers empowering advice that will inspire you to reclaim control of your life. Negotiate Your Best Life is all about how to negotiate your way to greatness. She provides practical guidance on how to break free from toxic relationships, stand up against injustice, and transform chaos into freedom, possibility, and purpose. Many times, the first negotiation you do is with your own in the morning. In the morning is when you wake up, and that's when Negotiate Your Best Life is time for you. It's about to find your way to greatness, conquering obstacles, and creating the life you truly deserve. Get ready to slay, thrive, and unlock your full potential. Don't believe me? I'm going to go ahead and share some of the reviews that are out there so you can hear and you can believe too. You have helped me so much these last few weeks. I was with a narcissist for 2 years. She drove me to the point I wanted to take my own life. Listening to you has made a massive difference, and now I know what I'm with. Thank you, Rebecca. Now the recovery. Thank you for gifting the knowledge to believe in myself again. You have unknowingly helped me legally represent myself through criminal, federal, and civil court proceedings with a narcissist. There would be so many people around the world that you're helping without even knowing, like me. You saved my life. Emma, 35 years old, Australia. If you are ready to stand up against injustice and transform the chaos in your life into freedom, possibility, and purpose, then check out Negotiate Your Best Life now. Subscribe to Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.